Hiya, welcome back to Misadventurous with me, Tiffany Rouge. Thank you for getting this far. If you've listened to all four episodes, three, because this is the fourth. But if you've listened to all three episodes, well done. Please, you know, tell your friends. And if you do want to have a convo with me, I am all about sharing the conversations that I have with people, because I feel like we need to voice more of this stuff, and the conversations that we have need to be heard by more than just the person that you're speaking with. Well, some of them do. Let's face it, not all of them do. This week's episode is a conversation that I had with a friend. We got to talking and it really occurred to me that I haven't actually ever explained why I'm doing this, why I started Misadventurous. So you're getting that, and you're also getting a really big lesson, I guess, in authenticity and how I learned how to be my authentic self. And if you can take any of that away, awesome, well done, cool. If not, it's just a really big self-indulgent thing. So if you're not into hearing more about my life, feel free to tune out. If not, carry on. So the purpose of me recording a podcast and doing it is, number one, to sort of get my mind out, or to get the thoughts in my mind out. I feel like when you talk to people, you're only giving away a certain amount of yourself. And I've always wanted to sort of be able to give myself a little bit more, like to explain a little bit more than I can to people with just without them asking, in a way. But also, like, the dream is at some point, and everybody talks about it, it's that whole getting paid to do the least amount of work sort of thing, retiring early, working remotely. And what I want to do is have a working podcast, or have systems in place so that the podcast just happens and it is something that I can add on to my goal, which is to have fingers in many different pies. So in that diversifying income stream vein, I recognize that I will be in radio. Like I've got big aspirations in working in radio and getting to a capital city and sort of making a sort of profile for myself with that. But I also know, having worked in radio, I recognize that that's not going to be the thing that will bring me financial security, wealth, or things like that. Like, I recognize that that'll bring the profile, but other things that I can invest my time and money in that will bring me returns and therefore, in my mind, let me live a more comfortable life. So I want to have this podcast so that it's an alternative to my radio show, but then it's also my own freedom and my ability to speak my mind about it, but it's also another source of income heaps further down the line. That's why I'm doing it.
How long have you been doing this? And what's the goal in the next 5 years? Let's say, like, what stage of this podcast do you want to be in the next 5 years?
So how long have I been podcasting, or how long have I been just working in audio?
How long have you been podcast or doing this as a passion? Would this be a passion project?
This is definitely my passion project.
And so how long have you been doing this passion project, and how far do you see it in the next 5 years?
So I've been doing this passion project in my head for a good like 3 years, maybe even longer than that. So in 2014 I was dating a guy. And I wasn't working in radio. I was actually just trying to get a job in radio. So my passion was the whole radio side of what I'm doing right now and trying to get a job. And he bought me a microphone. And then he gave it to me. And a couple of days later, after giving me the microphone, he broke up with me. And as a spiteful move, I kept an audio journal. And it taught me a whole lot of things, but the main thing it taught me was to be able to feel like I'm not actually speaking to a microphone, and it broke down the barriers of what I thought I should be saying in front of a microphone, and it just let me speak in the way that I'm speaking into this microphone right now. Mm-hmm. So that really helped me. And I would say that as a passion project, just speaking and recording it, I've been doing it since 2014, right? Maybe 2015, because there was, you know, my birthday was the end of the year and it took me a few months to get to turn the microphone on after that ridiculous heartbreak. But then, yeah, so I've always recorded stuff and not really known what to do with it. So I've got a year. So it was like a good 5 minutes every day for a solid year that I kept this audio journal. I listen back to it and I listen back to it now and I go, holy shit, Tiff, you are an angsty 23-year-old, you know. But I did it and I recorded it and I just didn't know why I was doing it, but I just kept doing it. So having the skills and the setup that I have now, like I've got everything set up and I knew what I was doing and I knew how to do it. I just didn't have the why. Like it was the who, what, when, where, why. I just didn't have the why I was doing it. So it took me a long time to sort of figure out why or what I wanted to do. So I've had multiple channels of podcasts before. I've gone, you know, had the idea of following people around who had big Instagram followings and trying to like piggyback off theirs and look at other people who were just working towards their goal, and nothing ever really kept me wanting to continue it in a way, like that longevity of always wanting to record it. And I guess in a way where I've been, especially in the past, like going on 3 years, is I've been really content with my life. And now, particularly my job and working in radio, there's less contentment and there's more of a motivation to go back to why it is I got into radio in the first place, which is just talking and recording it, you know, because I was doing this before I even had a job. So I've sort of been brought back to the roots and figured out that this is what I want to do. And I think I'm still figuring out that why now, you know, as I speak into this microphone right now, I'm still going like, I still don't know what the hell I'm doing, you know. I'm going to sit down and chop this up one day and I'm going to unleash it to, you know, the Misadventurous channel and hope that other people are vibing on it. But, you know, the reason that my first ever episode was the fact that I just needed to start was because I'd been, these thoughts and this wanting to make a podcast had been in my head for 3 years. I just hadn't ever sat down and thought about, maybe I just need to start. And then the why can sort of can develop, you know, you can develop why you're doing it as that shit comes to you. And so, yeah, I guess in 5 years, I'd really like to, in the same sense, like right now, you know, the situation is that I've just had a lovely meal with a friend and we've just started sort of talking about some stuff and I've gone, I need to record this. We need to start, you know, making these conversations not just conversations between two people, like other people should hear about them. You know, it's the sharing of ideas that I think is why podcasting is so popular. And I, in 5 years, want to be able to do this and make it a lot easier without the, you know, microphone hassles. I want to be able to instantly whip out the, you know, the home studio and for it to be working and for me to go, all right, cool, this is awesome. Let's get the microphones out. Let's get talking. This is just going to go straight on my channel. And this is the real life stuff. You know, it's the conversations that people have behind closed doors that we need to start having in front of them so that people can finally recognize that they're not the only person having these weird thoughts and these weird conversations, and that, you know, if people are feeling like they're alone, they're really not. And I guess maybe that in turn is the big why.
Going off that as well, so you've got the why, you've got, I guess, when, what. So what makes this your passion project? What distinguishes it from other podcasts?
The fact that it's me and it's like, it's again like the angle and the how. I don't know what the angle is. Like it, the only angle, the only thing that's going to differentiate it from other podcasts is the fact that I'm doing it, you know, and whatever's in my head is what's going to be blurted out on the channel. And it'll change. I know, like everybody changes their mind. One week it'll be someone talking about money. Another week it'll be me talking about my passion project. Another week it'll be, I don't know, me bitching about something that I didn't like, whatever, you know, that some dude did to me a couple of weeks ago, you know. I don't know what that is. But what I have come to learn on my 27 years on this earth, which isn't that long compared to, you know, other people, is that I don't know how to be or how to do anything other than things that Tiffany Rouge will do. And I don't know how to be anyone else other than Tiffany Rouge, namely because I'm a freaking terrible actor and I'm really bad at hiding my emotions. So I've sort of resigned to the fact that everything that I'm going to do is purely my own and is only going to, you know, as much as I want to say it's an authentically me thing, it'll be an authentic Tiffany Rouge action. Maybe there'll be influences from it, but I will mainly always act the way that I feel and think I'm going to act at the end of the day. So, yeah, I couldn't tell you what'll set this apart from any other podcast, but if you like it, tell some friends, hit subscribe.
You've made it your own.
Yeah, I don't know how to make it anything else. You know, there is a lot of women's empowerment to it and stuff. And I feel like I'm lucky that I learned the importance of being yourself from an early age. I mean, I'm the typical normal. I had a normal upbringing. My parents are divorced. I was bullied in school. I, you know, never had the things that I wanted. Once upon a time, I battled with depression. I tried cutting myself at times. I thought it was, you know, all shit that I thought I was doing as a teenager. I've been into drugs in my life. But through all of that, the one lesson that I've learned from everything is that I can't be anyone else but myself. You know, I can try and dress like someone else and I can try and act like someone else. I can try and look like Kim Kardashian. I can get plastic surgery so that I look like a Kardashian. But in the end, it's not going to leave me fulfilled and, you know, give me the benefit of knowing that I get out of bed in the morning so that I can be someone else. Like, to me, that is the worst way to live your life. And the only way I can get out of bed is I get out of bed, dress myself in the way that I do, speak the way that I do, do the things that I do, is because I do them for me. And I recognize that I'm the master of my own destiny. And if I want to run myself into a hole, I'm going to do that. Luckily, I have multiple times and I'm not going to go back to those holes. So the only place I have to keep going and pushing is upwards. And I can't do that as someone else. I have to do that as me and with the knowledge and the experiences that I have, because no one else has the experiences that I have. Even my best mate, you know, people have come in and out of my life. No one will have the exact same experiences that I have. So no one can be me, you know. And there was a girl in Darwin who actually took my job, and my dad really loves to tell me that, you know, she sounds just like you, Tiff. She sounds so bad. She's, you know, she sounds like a clone of you. And I don't feel offended. I think at some point when I guess I've always had a really good sense of style. And, you know, I went through this phase of wearing two different earrings, and I'd get a little bit offended when other people would do that too. And I recognize that it's just a form of flattery. But as much as, like, if anybody wants to dress like me, talk like me, act like me, that's fine. But they will never be me, because I'm me and no one else is going to be me. In that same sense that, like, you're never going to be anyone else but who you are. And if you can find a way to act and think about your own motivations and act in the way that you feel that you think is right, then that's you and that's fine, you know? I think we need to spend more time being our authentic selves than looking at how the Kardashians are being fake and how the government's, you know, screwing everybody over. Thanks for making it to the end. If you really did enjoy that or you want to get in touch, feel free to hit me up, thgrouge@gmail.com. Hit subscribe. Let me know what you're thinking of the podcast so far. And if you do want to be a part of this whole conversation, especially when it comes to money, such a taboo subject, and I feel like we need to be talking a lot more about it, definitely hit me up. I would love to make a time to chat with you guys. If not, see you next week.